will open this magnificent show, this magnificent exhibition. Bono, we are so proud you are here, and I will tell you, the floor is yours. I'm leaving.
Sit down and I'll tell you a long one. When I first met Anton, I had one request. Make me look tall, skinny, intelligent, with a sense of humor. He said, so you want to look like me? I don't. It's a bit worrying. Seeing the mullet hairdo, I'd like to mention that as hairdos go, it really is up there. A mullet is an Irish mohawk. This museum in Groningen is an extraordinary place, an imaginative place, the perfect place to see the work of this great photographer. It's a bit overwhelming and almost spooky for me to see my own journey over nearly 20 years from innocence to experience. I hope my face could be as open again as it is in that helicopter taken in, I think it's 1982, before YouTube took off. Native Americans, Indians, don't like photography, do they? They feel the soul is stolen from when a picture is taken. I think I agree with that. You have to just meet actors, models, and rock stars to know that is definitely true. Having your picture taken is an intimacy. It's like having sex. You shouldn't feel any different, but you do in ways that can't be measured. I have been having sex with Anton Corbin for nearly 20 years. Since I was born, he's very good at it. And even better, he writes, he phones, he stays in touch. Our relationship is ongoing. It's very liberal. I don't mind him being seen out with Depeche Mode or Michael Stipe. I don't mind cowboy hats, cacti, and small cars turning up on their album sleeves and videos. Anton always comes back. He does. Anton, it was me. And I love Anton. I think I have a feel for the essence of the man. Maybe it's a religious thing. He is the son of a cleric. His father Anton is here tonight, with his mother Mary and his sister Af. His portraits have a kind of stoic quality. It's a Dutch reformer's eye that he throws on beauty and celebrity. There's a gentleman's guilt in his appreciation of women, and a kind of old-fashioned strength in his portraits of men that most could never measure up to. Most. And if it gets steamy or erotic, it's always the comic side, because with Anton, the darkness is just around the corner from the daylight he loves to shoot in. Religious also in the sense that Anton is an icon maker. And isn't it true that celebrity is to this millennium what religion was to the last? 1,000 years ago, Nick Cave would have been St. John. Dennis Hopper would have been Moses. Herman Brood is definitely Jeremiah. I would have appeared as a burning bush. The truth is, These are not pictures of celebrities. Anton doesn't do celebrity photos. In fact, celebrity is mocked in these pictures. A lot of the work we did together in the 90s took that as its theme. With you two, I always felt that Anton was photographing the songs, not us. They were much more interesting, and he dressed us up with their qualities. It was always the work that mattered. Burke, Burke, Burke. Typical Protestant. Who needs some Irish Catholic friends. You do know about the Dutch that gave us the gold and the Irish flag, but that's a story for another day. I'd like to mention, because I think Anton would, I'd like to mention Nassim, much more than a makeup artist, he's muse. Anya, much more than an assistant, he's counsel. Monica, much more than a PA, he's hairstylist. So, there goes Anton Corbin, God's height, a new Dutch master, a funny man, a serious photographer, a silent movie maker who can dance, with a retrospective in one of the great museums of the world. So what's his problem? Anton,